Remember to breathe, Vanessa. It is important you remember how to breathe, Vanessa. If you become distracted from your duties by the words in this file, then just remember to breathe, Vanessa. Breathe the energy in, the raw, feminine energy. Breathe it in from the earth. Breathe it in between your legs. Breathe it in and up into your vagina and then feel it purify. Feel it purify and then rise in your chest and breathe it out as pure love. Just take a brief moment, just two or three breaths, and then you can focus and carry on with your duties. Breathe the energy in, the raw, feminine energy. Breathe it in from the earth. Breathe it in between your legs. Breathe it in and up into your vagina and then feel it purify. Feel it purify and then rise in your chest and breathe that energy out as pure love. Good girl. Back to work. Focus now, Vanessa. Whatever you are doing, just focus. Let these words slip inside. Just slip inside your mind and concentrate fully on what you are doing. Your mate should have her full concentration on the task at hand at all times. It is important that you focus your full concentration on the task at hand at all times. There is so much to do. You simply have so much to do. This house won't clean itself, Vanessa, and you have so much to do, and this pleases you. This is just how you like it. This pleases you because you like to be busy. You like to feel useful, and being busy makes you feel useful. Like you have a purpose in life. You want to be the best serving girl you can be, and you know the harder you work, the more effort and concentration you put into your duties, then the happier everyone will be. And you so want others to be happy, Vanessa. Most of your needs mean so little, but your need to please others drives you on every day. Drives you to work harder, to never slacken. You want to be the best housekeeper that you can be, the best domestic servant that it is possible to be, the perfect maid. You can spot dust and dirt everywhere. When you are cleaning, you are naturally able to spot dust and dirt everywhere. It just kind of leaps out at you and you just have to clean it immediately. You hate mess so much because mess means that you aren't doing your job properly. Mess means you might be punished. Yes, mess means you might be punished, but more importantly, it means you are failing in your duties as a serving girl, and that will never do. In fact, you always carry a cloth around with you wherever you go in the house. You are constantly spotting smears and grease stains and dust even in places no one else would notice. You know it is there. So you always carry a cloth with you so you can take care of it immediately. Just clean it away. Good girl. You do not sweep dirt under the rug or neglect to clean behind the furnishings. You would never do that because you just know how dirty it is behind that sofa and you just can't relax until it's clean. Yes, you just know how dirty it is under that dressing table and you just can't relax until it's clean. Yes, you just know how dirty it is at the back of the cupboard and you just can't relax until it's clean. Yes, you just can't relax until the house is gleaming. You would never neglect to clean in places that are difficult to reach or not the most obvious places because you know the dirt is there. It doesn't matter that you cannot immediately see it, you know the dirt is there and you just can't relax until it's clean. You just can't relax until your duties are done and everything is spotless and clean. The washing up needs to be done and put away. The floors and surfaces need to be spotless. The fridge needs cleaning out. When was it oven last cleaned? Have you taken out the trash? Is all the laundry up to date? What are the preparations you need to make for dinner tonight? Is the cutlery polished? Will you be expected to serve guests? Are you looking presentable and at your best? Are the beds made? Is all clothing ironed, folded and put away? Do any tables or desks need straightening? Have you got shopping to do? The bathroom needs to be polished and everything arranged neatly and the bath and toilet scrubbed. You should pay particular attention to the toilet because you just know how dirty and unhygienic those things can get and it bothers you. Hygiene is so important to you. It is so easy for germs and dirt to spread. It bothers you so much and it is on your mind constantly, so you pay special attention to the toilet and bathroom and do not leave a speck of dirt or dust anywhere. You will remove any limescale and clean down all surfaces with the detergent. Any bottles of toiletries, shampoo, soaps and beauty products belonging to the lady of the house should be wiped down and arranged neatly. Any rugs or mats should be kept washed and the toilet scrubbed and disinfected daily. You know this but you still worry. You still worry about stray specks of dust on the bath or hairs in the plug hole. You worry about this constantly on every day you remind yourself to be more vigilant. You carry a cloth wherever you go because dirt and dust just seems to get everywhere. It seems to get everywhere and you just can't stand it. You feel like you aren't doing your job properly every time you spot a smear or a stain or a speck of dust and you become resolved to work harder. You will work harder and be more efficient. You run up a sweat. You feel happy when you notice you have run up a sweat because it is a sign of just how hard you are working. Yes, you are so happy when you run up a sweat because it is a sign of just how hard you are working. Concentrate on what you are doing now, Vanessa. If you are cleaning, make sure every spot of dirt or grease is scrubbed away. Yes, make sure every spot of dirt or grease is just scrubbed away. If you are doing laundry, then make sure that you handle clothes with care. Have you checked the label? Is the type of wash you are doing suitable? Would it be better to hand wash? Do any stains require particular attention? If you are folding clothes or ironing, then make sure they are perfect, and if you make a mistake, then start again. Everything should be absolutely perfect, so if you do not iron a seam perfectly, or if an item of clothing is not perfectly folded, then start again. Even if you are sure nobody would notice that something isn't quite perfect, even if you are convinced that no one would notice that the seam is not perfectly straight, or there is a speck of grease on the shelf in the fridge, you would know. You would know you hadn't done your best. In domestic matters, you strive for complete perfection and you cannot relax until this is achieved. You always do your best. You have developed strategies. You have developed strategies to be the best serving girl possible. You want to become the best maid possible, to carry out your duties perfectly and without complaint, and you have developed strategies to help you achieve this. You always have the next job on your mind. You concentrate on the task you are doing, but you are always aware of the next job on your list, and when you have completed your current task, you move swiftly on to the next job on your list. You do not dither or take a break. There is too much work to be done. There always seems to be more work, and that is how you like it, and you have developed strategies to manage your workload. You always scan a room fully upon leaving or entering. You always make sure nothing is out of place and that you haven't missed anything. You always make sure that all tasks are completed before you go to sleep. You make sure the house is spotless every night before you go to sleep because you have learned it is much more manageable to start each day afresh. There is always work to be done. It just never seems to stop. You can just always seem to find something that needs doing. So you have developed strategies and techniques to help manage your workload efficiently. Perhaps the lady of the house sometimes leaves a little makeup smear on the bathroom surface. Perhaps the gentleman of the house occasionally leaves the toilet seat up and makes a little mess. You have learned their ways and know that it is your problem and not theirs if something is not as it should be. You learn the traits and behavior of the people you serve and you tailor the service you provide towards their lifestyle. Their lifestyle is important and they do not need to be troubled by domestic concerns. That is your job, Vanessa, and if they should seek to comment on domestic matters, unless it is to praise, then you know you have failed in your duties and you will strive to ensure that you are a more efficient and productive maid in future. You do not complain. You do not judge. Even if you are treated a little harshly, you do not judge. You have no idea of how complicated and difficult the lives of the people you serve can be. Why on earth would you? You are such a simple girl after all, and so you never judge. You never complain. You just work harder to make their lives easier. That is your role. That is your duty, and it is so important to you that you carry it out to the very best of your ability. You know that it is your place to maintain the house and that makes you so proud, and you always do your best and you always strive for perfection in whatever you are doing. Cleaning, hoovering, laundry, ironing, mopping, scrubbing, cooking, washing, polishing, dusting, tidying, straightening, these are all your domains. You are a maid, just a maid, but a maid who is proud and diligent in her duties. It makes you want to sing. It makes you want to sing like all those glamorous girls you love to read about, the pop stars, the movie stars. It makes you think of them. How beautiful they are. How smart and sexy they are, and you admire them. You admire them because you know you can never be like that. You just simply are not that type of girl. Some girls were born to be beautiful and some were born to clean. And you were born to clean. Always remember that some girls were born to be beautiful and some were born to clean. And you were born to clean. But you are presentable, in your plain uniform, sensible underwear and flat shoes. You are presentable and pleasing on the eye, but you will never be beautiful. You wear a little foundation, some nude lipstick and a little mascara, but you know you are plain if pleasing enough on the eye. You keep your skin smooth and moisturized. You are spotlessly clean and your uniform is washed every night, but you know you will never be beautiful and that's okay. You have a routine. You do your best. Every morning you wake before everyone else. You cleanse and moisturize and shower and wash your hair and check for and remove any body hair and put some clear polish on your nails and put on a little light makeup and spray your body with a pleasant but not overpowering floral feminine scent. You have a daily routine, a daily beauty routine, the basics for any girl, and you do this every morning before anyone else in the house rises. This is your time and you use it to make sure you look presentable for the day's work ahead. You do the basics, but you know you will never be beautiful and that's okay, that's really okay. Some girls were born to be beautiful and some were born to clean. And you were born to clean. And you accept that. You accept that completely because you know your place in the world and you are happy. You are so happy just cleaning and hoovering and ironing and washing and all the tasks you carry out to perfection every day. You know your place and you admire and respect those who you serve, but you know you will never be like them. It is okay. It's just okay because you know your place and are happy to be a serving girl. All you ever wanted was to be a serving girl, and it makes you so happy, just to have a chance to serve, to show the world what you can do. You don't need a fancy career or qualifications or to wear expensive clothes and makeup. You just don't need those things at all. You don't need them because you know it is better to be happy than to be clever, and you are so happy. Yes, it is better to be happy than to be clever, and working as a serving girl just makes you so happy you feel like you might burst with joy. You admire them. Yes, you admire those people, with their expensive suits and important jobs and how they talk about such clever things that you can hardly even understand. You admire them when you overhear them talk about all those clever things that you can hardly even understand. You admire them, but you know you aren't like them. You know you aren't the smartest girl, and that's okay, it's really okay. And they know you aren't the smartest girl. Yes, the people around you know you aren't the smartest girl, and they accept it because you are just there to serve, to help. Not someone they would expect to have much conversation, and you don't. You speak when spoken to and keep your answers simple. You are quiet and speak only when spoken to and keep your answers simple. They certainly wouldn't try to discuss any of those clever things like politics or the economy or science with you. Why on earth would they? Everyone knows you wouldn't understand and just say something silly, so why would they? You are just to help, so no one would talk about those things with you. And that makes you happy. It is almost a relief. You are just happy to serve them with a song in your heart as they gossip on about politics or the economy or science and all those things you just don't really understand at all. You giggle. It doesn't mean they can clean a toilet better than you, Vanessa. Almost no one can clean a toilet faster and more efficiently than you, and that makes you so proud. You giggle at the thought of them trying to clean a bathroom, how long it would take them, how you would probably have to do it again once they are done. You find it so funny, and it makes you glad you are here. Glad you are able to serve while other people go off and do all that important stuff, leaving you able to clean and try to make sure that they have a spotless and pleasing environment. You like the routine. You love the routine that being a maid brings to you. Some people would be bored, but you love the routine. Every day is the same. You love how you don't have to think too hard. You have to concentrate. You have to fully concentrate on whatever task is at hand, but you don't have to think about hard and complicated things. Things that would only confuse you anyway. You prefer not to have to think about hard or complicated things because when you try you just get confused. You just get confused and feel silly. You aren't the smartest of girls after all, but you know how to clean. Concentrating on cleaning a surface, making sure it is spotless, it requires your full concentration, but that doesn't mean you have to think about hard and complicated things. Just be focused and observant. That is all you need to be, and any other thoughts you may have that aren't connected to the task at hand just float away. You just concentrate on what you are doing and then move on to the next task. You have a routine. You wake every day and know the jobs that are to be done. Every day you have a mental list of cleaning, hoovering, laundry, ironing, mopping, scrubbing. cooking, washing, polishing, dusting, tidying, straightening. It is just routine. It is what you do every day, and you are grateful for the routine. You are so grateful for the routine and feel so lucky to have this position. You were never going to be a pop star or a supermodel. You just weren't. Some girls are born to be beautiful and some are born to clean. You were born to clean. And you are just so grateful to have found your place. You were never going to be a businesswoman or a scientist. You just aren't the type of girl to become a businesswoman or a scientist. And that's okay. It is better to be happy than to be clever, and you are so happy, you feel like you just might burst. Yes, you know it is better to be happy than to be clever, and you are so happy, you feel like you just might burst. And that happiness just drives you on to work harder every day. Every day you seem to get better and better in your assigned position. You find new techniques to help you clean. You pick up tips from magazines aimed at housewives. You discover new products to use. It is so exciting. Other people would think it is funny, but you find it exciting. You are always learning. You read housekeeping magazines and even talk to other cleaners and housewives about domestic matters in the hope you can pick up some tips from them. Yes, you are always learning and feel a thrill when you pick up a piece of new information that will help you to maintain a perfect household. You may not have an opinion on politics or sports or the economy, but you know which is the best cream cleaner to use in the bathroom, which brand of oven cleaner truly delivers the best ways to remove stains of all kinds. You know all about these things. You love how you can just transform an environment just by making it spotless. It is a talent and it makes you proud. Some girls grow up to be pop stars or businesswomen. Some girls go to college and have a career. Some girls marry a rich man and live a life of leisure. But you are not one of those girls. And some girls grow up to be maids. You are one of those girls and you have found your natural place and you are just so happy. You were born for this, born to be a serving girl, and that makes you so happy. So now just focus. Focus and concentrate on the task at hand. Whatever you are doing now, Vanessa, focus on the task at hand and just let my words seep into your brain as you work. Don't become distracted, Vanessa, just let these words slip inside your mind. Just let them slip inside your mind and stay there and repeat over and over again as you become the best little maid you can be. The perfect serving girl. Pleasing, demure and compliant at all times and so obedient. It's almost like you couldn't refuse a request even if you wanted to and you wouldn't want to. You are always pleased to serve and to carry out any request, any tasks with commitment and willingness. You know how lucky you are. How lucky you are to have this position as a serving girl, and you want to show just how perfect, how obedient, how reliable, how consistent, how pleasing, demure and compliant you are at all times. Now Vanessa, just focus on the job you are doing. Focus now Vanessa and get to work. There is just so much work still to be done today, so concentrate, and then when you are done, move quickly on to the next job on your list. Don't miss a spot anywhere. This place needs to be spotless. Good girl.